You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne. So if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. So let me explain. It's actually free. There's a creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor then distributes your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can actually make money from your podcast with no or minimum listenership. So give it a try. Welcome back to week two of the 10-week series of how to deal with self-isolation during COVID-19. This COVID-19 crisis has radically changed our lives. Just a few months ago, we had no idea our world would be confined to our homes. This crisis is a powerful reminder of how important freedom is and how much we need human connection. Remember, you are not alone. Because what's different here is that everyone is impacted. Your neighbor, your family, your coworkers, as well as your counterparts around the world are all going through something similar. Today, I want to talk to you about exploring your life vision. Rather than watching endless news streams, you can choose to focus on a bigger picture, your future. What do you want from the rest of your life? Where do you envision yourself in 10 years? See, having a clear vision of what you want for your life is a powerful motivator. A vision helps us work towards our goals, take action, and make change. Soon, we'll be all super busy again in our new normal, and a vision might just be what you need to stay focused. Here are 5 questions to ponder or journal around to go deeper. What do you desire or yearn for in your life? How do you want to feel? What do you really, really want to be different in your life? What would have happened in 3 years' time such that your life is spectacular and you feel great about yourself? What's your dream for this lifetime? Imagine you're 90 years old and looking back over your life. What did you do that made you proud and happy? So I'm going to leave you with a tip. Remember to think possibility, not probability. Don't limit yourself or your ideas because you don't believe something is likely. Instead, believe it's possible. Even if you don't get all the way there, you may get close or even find something better along the way. Stay safe and be well.